Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily dose of financial news updates for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Topping the news today, federal Treasury officials dropped a bombshell at a Senate committee meeting with revelations on the indirect impact of the recent $3 million superannuation cap limits. Assistant Secretary Adam Hawkins candidly admitted the lack of a detailed analysis on the cap and its implications beyond the first year. Financial Services Council warns that without inflation adjustments, this could potentially affect 500,000 Australians. However, the Treasury has not fully explored these figures. For the financial year 2025-2026, it's estimated that only 0.5% of fund members will hit the cap. But the long-term implications on national retirement savings still remain unclear. But the superannuation changes are not just confounding average Australians, they have even our farmers up in arms. The National Farmers Federation has sounded the alarm that under these proposed superannuation tax reforms, farmers could be forced to sell their land to pay taxes. With over 30% of Australian farms relying on self-managed super funds, or SMSFs for retirement income, taxing unrealized gains could lead to financial hardship for our rural communities. The National Farmers Federation argues for agricultural assets to be excluded from these assessments, reflecting the unique financial landscape of the farm sector. Moving on to insurance news, a vintage car enthusiast has learned the hard way that home insurance does not extend to cover his 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280E. AFCA denied his claim, stating that despite its non-operational state, it still qualifies as a motor vehicle and is exempt from home insurance coverage. Although the insurer failed to address legal liability issues adequately, leading to compensation for the policyholder, the core claim was rejected. It reminds us all to check our policies thoroughly to understand what is and is not covered. And finally, with tax season coming up, don't forget those all-important Australian Tax Office deadlines. Missing the October 34 filing date for your tax return could result in a fine of $313. These can potentially rise up to $50 and $65 for multiple periods and lead to further consequences like audits and possibly prosecutions. Remember, a stitch in time saves nine, so get ahead and prepare. That wraps up today's financial news. Stay informed, stay prepared. Follow us on Financial Services Online and stay up to date with the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep it smart, Australia.